A bid to establish the world's largest protected marine environment in the Southern Ocean has failed. The international agreement was to have covered nearly 4 million square kilometres of ocean near Antarctica, with multiple use zones designed to protect animal species and the ecosystems they rely on. But the Russian government, which holds lucrative fishing licences in the area, raised objections at a special meeting of the 24-member conservation body in Germany. The Australian delegation says it's disappointed at the outcome, as Tanya Nolan reports.
It's rare for Camelot to hold a special meeting. That's why hopes were high that the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources would agree to the two proposals before it, proposals which would see huge areas in East Antarctica and the nearby Ross Sea protected from various kinds of activity. So when Russia questioned Camelot's ability to create the reserves, the two-day meeting in Germany ended without consensus but much disquiet. Andrea Kavanagh is the director of the NGO Southern Ocean Sanctuaries at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
This is a pretty dramatic failure of these particular talks, given that Russia was the one that requested that countries come to Bremerhaven and talk about these proposals in particular, to discuss the science and then negotiate a final deal. To now come here and raise a legal objection is a dramatic turn of events, and very unfortunate.
And chairman of the group, Terje Lobach, was similarly surprised.
Now, the outcome is not what we expected or hoped for. We have a special meeting, and the idea was of actually to agree on a measure which included the establishment of some MPAs in the Southern Ocean. But we did not reach consensus. This is a consensus-oriented organization, so everybody has to be on board in order to have an agreement.
The East Antarctic proposal was jointly put forward by Australia, France and the European Union and proposed protection zones in seven areas. New Zealand and the United States put forward the protection plan for the Ross Sea. But many member countries, including Russia, hold lucrative fishing licences in the Southern Ocean, and concern has been raised in the past about how creating sanctuaries would threaten those. Paul Gamblin, who's the Marine Policy Manager with conservation group WWF Australia, says the proposals would still have allowed fishing in some of these areas.
Within those, there are zones that would be fully protected and other areas that would be open for research fishing and other uses. So it's a multiple use zoning system. They wouldn't all be closed to all forms of fishing.
If these protected areas still allow for large areas for commercial fishing, as you say, why would Russia object to it?
Well, that's really a question for Russia. And we hope that in the intervening period between now and the next Camelot meeting, that a lot of work will be done, particularly by Russia. It's very important that we get ahead of the game and protect large areas of Antarctica while we still have the opportunity.
The latest bid was the culmination of many years of scientific research, and the leader of the Australian delegation, Dr. Tony Fleming, said in a statement that while he's disappointed, he believes progress has been made. Dr. Fleming says Australia is hopeful of achieving consensus by the time of the next Camelot meeting in Hobart in October.
Tanya Nolan.